Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the authentic entrepreneur podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. Today, I am going to be talking to you about my six-step formula to help you build an aligned and authentic business that is capable of changing the world. It has just gone 1 o'clock on Thursday. If you are joining me live, please do say hello to me in the comment. And if you are catching up a little bit later, please say hello with hashtag replay. How are you doing? How are you doing on this Thursday lunchtime? I've gone for a hot juice this lunchtime. It just felt like a hot Ribena type of a day. I have got my candle on behind me to bring the vibe, and I am really, really excited about what we are going to be discussing today. So what is this talk about? Well, this is for you if you are a female founder and you have been feeling a little bit lost, a little bit disconnected from your business, even if you're only just starting to admit it to yourself. Maybe you feel like you've lost your mojo a little bit, you know, that sparkle, that zhuzh that makes you do what you do. Maybe you have been feeling overwhelmed. You're looking at your to-do list, you're feeling like a busy fool, you're procrastinating, you've got to do all the things and you do not even know where to start. Maybe you've been feeling frustrated because you're not as successful as you feel like you should be or deserve to be by now, especially considering all the effort that you are putting in. Maybe your results have been struggling a little bit. Maybe you're not able to show up like you normally can, and your customers and your clients haven't noticed yet. But if you're really honest, you're scared in your heart of hearts that soon they're going to start noticing that you've lost your sparkle a little bit. And maybe you are even doubting, you're starting to doubt that you have got what it takes in order to be able to pull this off and build the business and create the life of your dreams. And I understand all of those feelings all too well, because this was absolutely me a few years ago, all those things. I was running my first business, a technology recruitment business, and it looked absolutely awesome on paper. The balance sheet was healthy. We had a decent team, was getting some great recognition with clients. I was being invited on the BBC as an expert, you know, all the kind of things I was doing. But inside, I was really disconnected and I was really unhappy. And I had a bit of an epiphany that it was somebody else's version of success. So I had this epiphany. I took a deep breath and I decided to go all in and really, really see what I could do with my business. I did all the work, I did all the things, and the result is the six steps that I'm about to share with you now. My name is Claire Akers. I'm an authenticity coach and I work with female founders who have been brave enough to enter the arena, who have been brave enough to back themselves and take the risk and launch a business and are committed to making it amazing, to create the business and the life of their dreams, but they know that they are not there yet. I have helped countless women go through the steps that I'm about to share with you, and it is honestly a joy and a privilege to walk by their side as their cheerleader and their confidant as they get the results from implementing the steps I'm about to share with you. And the invitation to you is that this can be the results that you have as well, if you allow it to be. So I hope that you come away with that, just that flicker of excitement about what is possible for you. Reignite that fire in your belly and just go for it and make it happen. So step number one is all about reigniting your fire. So this is all about your core values, who you are at your core. This is the foundation for everything. And so many people skip this step, but it is so, so important, because it's this that you get to keep on coming back to time and time again when things get tough. Values. What is a value? It's just something that you hold dear. If we cut you down the middle, your values would be running through you like a stick of rock. You've got to spend some time thinking about what your values are, because it allows you to access a different level for your performance and for your company's performance. It gives you an integrity that's almost tangible, and it's going to allow you to scale without the wheels falling off. So it's so important not to skip this step. And a value. So if you don't bother to know what your values are, then you're going to be rudderless. You're going to be drifting through building your company, just kind of making it up as you go along without any foundation, any core, compromising on your vision, listening to experts, getting confusing, producing something beige, essentially. But the benefit of putting some real thought into what your values are is you get to have a company that feels awesome. It gets to be you in absolute flow, you know, really, really showing up at your best and firing on all cylinders and feeling incredible. You get to just brush obstacles off like dust off your shoulder, because you know who you are at your heart, and there is nothing that is taking you away from that that path that you are on and what makes you special. And when you know your values, you can go for stuff that makes absolutely no sense on paper, because you know in your heart it is right for you and it's going to align with your values. So my question for you and the takeaway from values is, how do your values show up in your business? How do you live them day to day? How will your customers and clients and your staff know what your company values are? What, you know, you might have them on a wall somewhere, but what is the definition of them? What do they mean? So that's step one. Step two is all about permission to dream. This is where the magic starts to happen. And my question is, where have you been settling in your business for what you believe is available to you? And maybe you've had massive dreams, you've had a massive vision in your business, but you've been starting to settle because it's a bit hard. Maybe you've been triggered by a competitor. Maybe you've had some rejection. Maybe you've had some deals that go wrong or some products that have gone wrong. Maybe you're compromising on who you work with or the terms that you work to or what you charge. And maybe you're compromising on the lifestyle that you are living because it's the reality is not quite in line with the vision. You know, are you spending the time you wanted to with the kids? Are you having date night with your husband? You know, what hours are you actually working? And this all comes back to the either or myth that we are sold as women. The either or, the either that you can have an amazing business or a happy home life or vice versa. You can't have it all. However, what I am here to do is tell you to rip up the rule book. And what I like to do in this step is create the and both. Where are you playing small? Where are you compromising on what you desire? Because it's what you believe is available to somebody like you, whatever that means to you. If you have been feeling like this, I want you to know that it is not your fault. It is not your fault that you feel like this. We've been brought up to be good girls, to follow the rules, to sit in the corner, to not make any fuss, to do what's expected of us. And we're not going to change the world that way. We are absolutely not going to change the world that way. Let's stop fitting in. Let's stop being acceptable. Let's stop worrying about belonging to the outdated patriarchal structures that are there and start creating our own game, a bigger game, a more exciting game, a more collaborative, intuitive, fun game. It absolutely is possible for you to have that vision of exactly what you want. And if I can give you anything, it is that permission to dream big again. So my question to you is, what is your and both? What do you really, really want? And where are you settling for what you believe is available to you? Bear with me a second. My voice is getting dry. Okay, on to step three. This is about taking your power back. And this section, this pillar, this step is all about imposter syndrome. That feeling of, who the hell am I to try and grow a business? Is someone going to tap me on the shoulder and say, I'm sorry, there's been a mistake, you can't do this? Or feeling like a fraud, feeling like an imposter, feeling like a phony. Or it might not be imposter syndrome. It might just be some limiting beliefs, some blockers, some saboteurs, some devil on your shoulder that's sitting there going, you're not good enough to do this. You're not worthy of having any company like that. Who the heck are you to try and do this? You're not enough to do that. See which of these you resonate with. These are the most common baggages that I get from the women that I work with. Just see which resonate with you. You feel like a fraud or a phony. You attribute your success to luck or being in the right place at the right time or being as part of a tick box exercise or nepotism, anything but having earned it. You seek approval or permission for what you want to do. You are a chronic overachiever, but you're never satisfied no matter how hard you work or what results you get. You're paralyzed by new level, new devil. Whenever you do anything, whenever you step outside your comfort zone, the saboteur pops up and goes, nope, too scary, don't want you to do that. You procrastinate. You're a busy fool. You're swamped by your to-do list, but you are not doing the stuff that moves the needle forward. Or you obsess over mistakes or criticism and beat yourselves up about a teeny tiny little mistake that everybody else probably didn't notice. And this is all about mindset mastery. There's an equation which I always use, which is your performance equals your potential minus interference. Your performance, the results, the success that you have in your business equals your potential minus interference. And it's the interference piece where we can take your power back. There will have been an incident, something that happened to you between the ages of 5 and 7 that kickstarted your origin story. And that origin story will be following you through, will be able to trace the breadcrumbs right up into the performance of how you are doing in your business right now. And it is not your fault, because all your mind is doing is trying to keep you safe. It's the whole caveman thing. Flight or fight, it's trying to keep you safe. And safety to your mind is familiarity. It wants to stick with the familiar. So it has the origin story and it seeks that evidence to prove that it is right, because that's what means the familiarity. It's why willpower doesn't work. It's why forcing things doesn't work. It's why saying, right, okay, I'm going to believe I'm worthy now. It's not going to work because it doesn't ring true to your origin story. And you will do something to self-sabotage, to butt up against an upper limit and bring you right back to your comfort zone, even if it is not serving you, even if it is not getting you to where you want to go. Now, step three is all about reprogramming the origin story gently, but sustainably and transformatively, so that the origin story, it doesn't need to stop you from getting where you want to go. My question to you, or the question I want you to take away from this step, is what am I making this mean? People who've worked with me before who are watching this will be like, oh God, here goes Claire again, because I say that all the time. What are you making this mean? When something happens, when something triggers you, what am I making this mean? And then you can separate the fact from the meaning, you know, the layers and layers of onion that you're putting on top of this fact, and then think, okay, is believing this helping me get where I want to go with my business, or is it taking me away from that? And then you get to choose how you respond to that situation. Hopefully that makes sense, because it's really important. Okay, let's move on to step number four, which is all about being brave and telling your story. So this is if you've been feeling a bit beige in your business. You know, you've been toning down what you want to say. You've been putting up with bullshit You've been hiding your light. It's like you've got an invisibility cloak around you. You're being a bit beige. You're maybe hanging out with people who are nice. They're great, but they're not your people. And in this step, it's all about finding your voice, about finding the things that you want to talk about that you can't hold it back. It's like trying to hold a beach ball underwater. You cannot do it. It jumps out of water, smacks you in the face, but you can't hold it back because it is so, it's so important and it's so passionate. It's so, it's just part of you. You've got to express it. What we need to do is to find your fire, the stuff that is so important to you that you can't hold it back. And when you can do that, you will get ideas for your business that just burst forth. You know, no competitor is going to squish you because you are just on fire. You will get the vision for doing things your way and you will attract your tribe. Be Marmite. We don't want to appeal to everybody. We just want to attract and call in and magnetize and be the lighthouse to your micro tribe, that 1% of people who are going to be your raving fans. Sod everybody else. We just want to get your raving fans, your tribe, and they'll be magnetized to you when you're speaking out about the stuff that truly matters to you, and you will connect with them at a heart and a gut level, and that feels absolutely amazing. So being brave and finding your voice is step four in the Audacity system. And past clients have described it as taking off an invisibility cloak. It's letting people see you for who you truly are. And that is both petrifying sometimes, but it feels so, so good and is so empowering. So my question to you is, what is your ride or die topic? What would you be willing to stake your reputation on? What do you want people to say about your funeral? What do you want to be known for? Step number five is all about claiming your space. So this is all about looking at the areas where in your business and your life where you've been doing things because it is conventional wisdom to do it that way. An expert has told you to do it like that. You have read it in a book. It makes sense on paper. And you've been listening to all the experts. We all know, we're all bombarded with those invitations to marketing things and social media things and listen to this guru, listen to this podcast and read this, watch that. It's overwhelming. And there is no point in doing those things if you are not certain in your heart and in your belly about what you want your impact to be, because it'll just be confusing and you'll just come up with some sort of Frankenstein's monster of what you are creating, what you're putting out in the world that is just scratching the surface of the impact that you could have if you really, really were clear about what your space is. So what we want to do instead is to build a business ecosystem that is just so undisputably you. And of course, it's not going to work if you're creating that Frankenstein's monster. It's about picking one or two pillars of things that you really, really want to be known for. So whether that's writing a book, whether that's writing a podcast, producing a podcast, whether that's networking, whether that's really small, intimate meetings, whatever it is that's for you, but it's got to feel like you and it's got to feel aligned. And the difference between a traditional marketing strategy and what I'm talking about is that it takes into account your values, it takes into account your vision. You've done the work, so there are no blockers stopping you from making this happen. And you have unleashed your feminine energy in how you execute this thing. It is all about the intention. You are not doing this to make money. You are doing this as a vehicle, as a platform to let the world know about your jaw-droppingly world-class awesome thing. And in that intention is the magic, and that is what makes all the difference. And when you claim your space in this way, magic absolutely does start to happen for you. You will be known as a thought leader. You will be known as the absolute go-to expert, the undisputed authority in your field, and your reputation will enter the room before you do. You will get this flood of creativity and innovation, and ideas will just pop up out of nowhere. You will be able to take aligned action. Now, this is really important because aligned action is when you can collapse timelines. You could spend weeks and weeks and weeks trying to do a thing. Or you could take some time to let the ideas come through, get the right aligned action for you, and catapult yourself forward years by just allowing that inspiration to come through. I hope that makes sense because it's really, really important. And then, that, of course, that allows you to play a bigger game, your own game, and competitors will just fall away because you're not even in the same league as you. You are just playing a game of your own and it feels absolutely awesome. And of course, the impact and the income is going to come as a result of that. So my question to you in step five is, whatever you're planning to do, does this course of action feel aligned? Or am I doing it because somebody told me it was a good idea? It's all about allowing yourself to tune into your gut and thinking, does this feel right to me? And that's a skill in itself, learning to tune into your gut, but we can work on that. Okay, so finally we have step six, which is essentially, is your business plan cutting off your circulation? And what this step is about is finding the sweet spot between the macro, i.e. your business plan, your roadmap, and the micro, which is the daily golden habits that allow you to have consistency, that allow you to have momentum, and just allow you to show up every day at your best. So your success is absolutely inevitable. So if we look at the micro, first of all, the golden daily habits, I can't even tell you how much my life changed when I nailed this bit. So for me, and this is important as well, it's not about it being KPIs or a stick to beat yourself up with or just routines that feel boring and dull and restrictive and constrictive and horrible. It's about practice. It's about setting yourself up for stuff that makes you feel awesome. So for me, and this is taking trial and error, it's getting up at 5 a.m. It's doing 20 minutes for yoga. It's doing 20 minutes of mindset works, whether that's tapping, whether that's meditation, whether that's hypnosis. And then it's doing 20 minutes of strategy. And for me, that's journaling. My God, the ideas I've had at 6 o'clock in the morning when I've been writing my journal. It's flabbergasting that I didn't know about this years ago, but that is how I would have my best ideas. So that's your golden daily habits. And then on the other side, it's about creating a roadmap that absolutely makes you feel on fire and feel like your success is inevitable. And it's not even a roadmap. It's about stepping stones. It's about taking your vision and having that as the big stepping stone at the end, and then being able to plot out the key milestones along the way to that success and giving yourself the grace and space to change those if something happens or it doesn't feel right or you get some new information that changes it for you. And in both those, the daily habits and the macro roadmap, it's about intention. It's about the intention and the energy that you put into these things, which is the total game changer for you. So that is basically it. It's the last question about the final step about making your success inevitable is, what practices, routines, or habits make you feel awesome? And what, if you are super, super honest with yourself, is numbing you or distracting you or eroding your impact? And I bet there are loads of things you can think of that, if you're really honest, you know that is stopping you from showing up as your brightest and best and highest every day. So these are the six steps of my Audacity system. I hope you found it inspiring. I hope it has lit a little bit of a fire in your belly, a flicker of excitement of how you could do things differently. If you would like my help to implement this stuff, for me to be your cheerleader and your confidant, doors are open to work with me one-to-one in Audacity. And if you would like to score yourself, if you would like to understand your score in the Alignment and Authenticity Scorecard, it's completely free. It's a scorecard I have created. There's a link to go and check that out, and you will get you'll get your score, you'll get a personalized report of what you can do to improve your score and see how you're getting on. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.